Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We've got someone who we don't even know what she wants from us yet. So let's go in and figure it out together. It's something about a marriage that's not going exactly according to plan. Jessica?
Yeah.
You are disguised. Why don't you catch us up? What's going on?
Well, to be honest, you know, I feel like as though my marriage is falling into pieces. And it's been getting a little hard for me because we've been married for about 15 years. I have, we have two kids, 10 and 13 years old. And, you know, they require a lot of attention. But also, my husband, I mean, to just put it blankly, we haven't been sleeping in the same bed for, like, almost several years now.
Wow.
He comes in and then he just goes on the couch. It's just been a kind of a hell that I've been living right now. So it's just like, you know, his hours got cut down, so he's not making as much money as he used to. The kids just want like what they used to have and they can't have that anymore. They expect me to be this perfect mom, and I'm trying my best, but I mean, my husband also is refusing to go to couples therapy, which is really, you know, making me kind of feel like, should I stay in this? You know, we've been together for so long, but should I stay living in this hell, or should I just...
Why is it hell? What's so hellish about it? I mean, and do you have any culpability in the fact that it's hell, or is it him that's the hell?
Well, he's making it more complicated because he doesn't come home. And so I feel like a single mom anyway. So, and when he does come home, it's like, oh, you know, you're here. Almost I feel like ignored, like if I'm a maid or something in the house. And I'm just like, okay, well, I want some attention as well. And he doesn't give it to me. And he just sleeps on the couch, drinks a beer, and pretends like I'm not there. You know, just I don't feel appreciated.
Wow. How's his relationship with the kids?
Well, the kids, well, they're used to getting everything they want, practically, because, you know, my husband used to make more money. And now we're having to cut back, and they're not getting what they used to. They're getting married. You know, they're getting very upset about the whole situation. And these, you know, they're 10 and 13, so they're hitting that. My 13-year-old's really getting into that almost teenager age where they want, like, you know, they want these brand new shoes that are way too expensive, or they want the new technology that their friends have that they got used to having. And, you know, we're having to cut down on that. And so they're getting mad at me if we're not having it yet. You know, I'm trying my best here to try to be the mom, be the wife, be everything. And I just, you know, it's driving me nuts. I wish I could have at least one date night with my husband, and he doesn't even want it.
When he doesn't come home, is he sleeping with somebody else?
I don't know. He's a bit of a workaholic, so I know that he's been known to sleep at his office. You know, so I don't know if he's really going with somebody else, or I don't know. He just doesn't even sleep with me anymore. You know, I'm trying. I really am, but it's hard because I'm asking for something and he's not giving it to me.
You're not getting joy.
I at least need help.
You're not getting joy as a wife. You're not getting any joy as a mom. You need to dump these deadbeat people.
You
these
can't
people
dump the
suck.
Kids,
yeah,
sorry,
done.
No,
they can go with him.
You don't get to dump. You like that's the one decision you make. You can't.
You need to abandon these people.
What do you? If you were to just clear your mind for a second. It's because I'm really torn. The way you talk about it being a hell. So that screams to me you want out. But then you talk about wanting a date night with your husband.
Yeah.
That screams to me you want to save it. Like, do you even know if you want to save it or not? What are you asking us?
I've tried to see if I could save this relationship. I really have because I do care about him. I've been trying to go to therapy with him, but he's just not having it. So I feel like I'm more committed to this relationship than he is, and why not cut it? You know, this is just, it's painful for me to see that he's not on equal terms with me. And it's just, I don't know what to do.
And so you're still in love with him. It's not like you just love him and you're not in love with him. You're still in love with your husband.
I still care about him a lot. I love him, but the fact is I don't feel like he's in love with me.
You know what?
And that's the problem.
You're the only one that's holding up your end of the bargain here. No one else is.
You, even the kids aren't, you know?
They're not. They're just turning on you.
Because they just want what they want. Yeah.
Are you happy, Jessica? It doesn't sound like you're happy.
I want to be happy, and I'm trying my best here, but I don't know if it's, I mean, I don't know if even a divorce is an option, really, for me. I don't want to lose, like, his side of the family really cares about me, and I try to talk to his mom about the situation, and, like, you know, it's just, it's been hard.
What's that stupid saying, happy mom, happy...
happy wife, happy life.
Whatever that thing is, yeah. But it sounds like the rest of your family's happy, except for Jessica here.
Do you think your husband's happy, though? I mean, if sleeping on the couch, he's not happy either, is he?
No, he isn't. And I know he's not happy, but I'm trying my best to try to do something, and he just kind of ignores me. And that's what drives me crazy. When I'm trying here, when I'm trying to do something, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, maybe we could do like a couples therapy. And he just thinks I'm absolutely insane for even mentioning it.
No.
All right. So then I don't know what we're going to try to solve for you, but we're going to try to get other people who've been like, you're in that limbo land.
You're doing all the work, putting forth all the effort. And no one else is doing.
Is there a time where you just pull the ripcord,
yep,
or is there a time where you dive farther in?
These kids are old enough.
Scary. 10 and 30. Well, dude, when is old? Because I've heard different things where you should do it while they're young, so they kind of don't ever remember that.
You can do it anytime you want.
You can. I think you like. Mm-hmm. It would be better to cut your losses so your kids maybe, just maybe, see what a healthy relationship is like for at least a little while,
right?
Rather than you guys continue to show them, like. When I someday I hope to get married just like mom and dad and sleep on a couch while she sleeps in a room and never talk, like, that's not healthy. Like, you may think your kids are dumb and don't see that, but they do. And they are. So,
and you're as a mom, you're always supposed to do what's best for your children, protect your children. So I say divorce is not that's not off the table here.
It's not. Hang on, Jessica. We want you to, I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to have any questions for you, but hang tight. If they do, we'll have you on call here. It's falling apart. And does she, I don't know. It's weird to ask strangers what you hear. Cause we're all just reading in between the lines. We haven't been there every day for the last 15 years of their relationship to know, it's time to cut the ties, but that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah. She sounds like there's ties that need to be cut. She's dying here, too.
But at the same time.
She's the life raft, and it's sinking now. And no one else is realizing
it. So then you just save yourself.
You gotta.
At some point.
Right?
If you've
the kids are old enough to swim. This husband can swim. They're all self-respecting.
Sticking with the analogy, that's actually really good. Like, they don't need life jackets.
Right.
I'm outie.
Amen.
Capsize this bad boy. All right. Jessica needs to know, is this marriage worth saving? Any advice you can give her would be great. Johnny?
Hey, yeah, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying not to get irritated at this gal because, you know, she says her marriage is hell. And then you ask her the reasons. And what she lists is basically that he's not there because he's working and sleeping at his office. He's trying to make more money. And that's the problem with the kids are unhappy because they don't make as much money. She kept reiterating the fact that, well, he doesn't make as much money. Well, if that's the major problem, maybe your husband's working so much because he's being pressured to make that up, that money that they're no longer having for income. Maybe she should have a talk with kids and say, you know what, we can't live that lifestyle anymore. Or, crazy idea, go get a job.
Ooh.
Wow.
I mean, you know, if you're going to nuke a marriage and your sole reason for saying, and I quote, the marriage is hell, is because he doesn't make as much money. And he's never around. And when you ask why he's never around, it's not that you know he's sleeping around or he's out drinking at the bar or womanizing. Oh, he's sleeping at his office. You know, I'm sorry, but you can't have both ways. You can't complain because he's not making enough money. So they're complaining, hey, you're not making as much money. Make more money, make more money. So he's like, okay, work the overtime. Stay the night at the office. And then he gets screwed for staying at the office because now his wife said, well, I'm never, you know, he's never
around. It's the unintended consequence. Yeah. It's like they don't realize that they're complaining has an effect on him, mm-hmm. and he's trying to make it right.
It's a masculine world, and she's presumably a stay-at-home mom since she that's what she implied. I don't know. You guys talked to her further, but, you know, support your marriage. Don't just whine because you're not making as much money or he's not making as much money. Why don't you try saying, hey, it's all right. We can do without some of these extras. Hey, you know what? They don't have to have brand new top of the line shoes every 6 months. Hey, maybe I'll go get a job and support the family.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's talking divorce. Has she talked to him? Did she say that, yeah, I've talked to him and he's not happy? No, she's guessing because he's never there because she wants him to work more to bring home the money. That's what she kept bringing up consistently was money. He wasn't womanizing. He wasn't doing
She left us in the ether on the womanizing, but you're right. Thank you for the call, Johnny.
Good points.
It's the world we live in that marriage is just like a plastic water bottle. You use it and then you crumple it up and you throw it away.
I love that analogy.
When it's no longer worth it to you, it's no longer the BPA is worn off and you can't refill it anymore.
Nice. You got to chuck it, start over, get a new one.
Make it a part of the pile floating through whatever ocean it's piling through. Angela?
Yay. I can feel her pain through the radio. That's awful. What I wanted to say was I was in a similar situation a while back, and mostly for me, I needed to go to therapy because I lost my identity in my husband and my children.
Yep.
And I needed to focus on myself, and I learned through therapy how to effectively communicate with them. Most of the time, what was going on with me creating it because I was the life raft.
Wow.
And I had to learn how to let some things go and how to focus on myself and do things for myself because I did lose my identity. And it was a horrible feeling because when things weren't going right, I felt like it was me doing it on my own and that I was the failure when really it was just we were not all communicating and not all on the same page.
Did you focusing on you save the marriage or did it end the marriage but save you? It saved the marriage as well.
Absolutely, because that forced my husband to go to therapy with me. When I came home and I said, I'm learning all these things about myself. I really want you to come with me. He said, all right. So wow. He did. We learned so much about each other. We've been together for so many years, about 18 years. Wow. And we learned so many things about each other that we have never talked about because we both realized we lost our identity.
And Angela.
He realized he did it too.
And like a lot of women, when it's time when you need to refocus on you, I bet you you felt really guilty.
Absolutely.
Like, oh my God, I'm a bad mom.
My marriage isn't great.
Yes.
And I'm about to go focus on
me.
Right. All women feel guilty when they lose themselves, their identity like you, Angela. They have to pay attention to themselves again and they feel guilty about it.
Yeah, because you feel like you're taking something away from your family when you're basically telling them. My first issue was, oh my gosh, they have to fend for themselves. How are they going to do this? They can focus on themselves too.
If you did a good job,
right.
Those years, they're fine. You need to
fix
you.
They are fine. Wow. They are fine. But I would strongly suggest that she before she throws anything out, she just try to find herself.
Wow.
Try to find herself again.
That feels counterintuitive mm-hmm. when you're trying to save your marriage to go do something selfish.
But that's what it takes.
That's a great. Thank you for the call, Angela.
Yeah.
Fantastic idea. Sarah?
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she needs to look at why she's so unhappy with his current situation. I'm 26. I have a 4.5-year-old and a 2.5-year-old. My husband works 80 to 90 hours a week.
Whoa.
To provide for us and to, you know, make sure that we're happy. And it was starting to get really overwhelming for me. And I finally realized that if I take care of myself, I am much more equipped to take care of my family.
There it is.
And it's not being selfish. You have to get over that mindset of it's selfish for a mom to take care of herself.
Right.
If she's a hot mess, she's not going to be able to take care of her kids and her husband and her marriage. And, you know, your kids can't be your number one priority. Your kids and your marriage are tied for that number one spot. And if her biggest complaint in that marriage is that her husband is working overtime to be a good husband and a good provider and a good father, in my book, that's way better than complaining about how her baby daddy isn't around and doesn't help and doesn't care. And, you know, if she and her kids complain about that all the time, then of course he's going to take that to heart and he's going to feel bad and he's going to try and fix it. So work on fixing it together by fixing yourselves individually.
What did you do to save yourself? What did you focus on for you that got you feeling right again?
I went back to, you know, to school, basically. I became a yoga instructor, and that's something that I thoroughly enjoy. And it also brings in some extra income. I take those early morning classes before everybody's up because it's bringing in some extra money. It makes me feel like I'm Sarah again and not just mom or somebody's wife. Yeah. And if home base is taken care of, that's one less thing that your husband needs to worry about. And if home life is happy, of course he's going to want to come home and appreciate everything that he's worked so hard for.
Well,
nice.
Good for you. Thank you for the solid advice, Sarah. Brian.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I was going through the same situation about a year ago on the other side. I was the guy dealing with this stuff.
Okay.
And one thing I could tell you is, I think that she needs to figure out, I was reading this book. It's called The Love Languages. Everybody shows love a different way and appreciates it. And so basically I would have little things. She just maybe makes his lunch and puts something in his lunch or, you know, just the small things and show and like goes way and above and beyond that stuff she doesn't normally do. It's going to have an effect on them. A lot of these women, when they don't get what they want, it seems like they nag more than anything. Nag. And all that does is push us guys away.
Yeah. Well, and if they're not doing your love language, if your love language is, and I haven't read the book, but I know some of them are like demonstrative, like touching and stuff. Some of them are gifts. Some of them are different things. If they're not giving you that, it does, then everything they do feels like the opposite. So it feels like nagging. Even when they think they're giving you love, it just looks like nagging because that's not the kind of love I was looking for.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that, yeah. I mean, I would say, truthfully, I think that, not that I'm pushing a book, but I've heard that book and there's a couple other books that I've had friends go, I just torch the marriage and I don't read.
Amen.
Mike. What do you think?
Well, I know the OPP writer.
Okay.
Oh.
Because all those facts line up exactly with a family member of mine.
Okay.
And the husband is working two jobs to make everything meet and be able to supply everything that they want. But she's not going into the problem she's causing personally as well.
Which is what?
She has a mental issue.
Okay.
She has extreme obsessive compulsive disorder and germophobia. A good example, the kids were playing outside and got dog poo on their shoe. Instead of washing off like normal people would, she yelled at her husband, my cousin-in-law, to go and get them brand new shoes.
Or remove the poo, one of the two.
So then you just think we're not getting all the facts at this point.
You guys are not getting all the facts.
Do you think we're going to wrap this up, knowing more than we know, are they going to be able to save this?
They both need to go into counseling because there's issues on both sides. I'll say that. That's honest. But she's got a lot of issues that everybody's told her she needs to go to therapy for those issues.
Yeah.
And she refuses to admit that there's any issue on her end.
There was that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Mike. It's weird that somebody was listening and is related to the person, but if you have any more advice on saving Jessica's marriage or truthfully saving Jessica.
Yeah.
I mean, that's her question.
That was,
do I try to save my marriage or do I try
her
to save
first,
me?
First, exactly.
And some people have actually said, save you and it will save the marriage. Yep. Seems counterintuitive. Any more advice, if you've been in this boat, give it to us online.
Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.